Blog Talk Radio.
From Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well on this sad evening. We're ready to continue on. Have a good night. Have a good, we're going to have a good show tonight.
Yeah. 90 minute show. The number to call in, 515-605-9802. In that introduction, that was Senator Chris Murphy. He is from the Connecticut, U.S. Senator. Democrat, and he was chastising members on the opposite side of not doing anything and asking, what are we doing as leaders to prevent things like this happening? You know, so I don't know what to make of this, because it seems like every other day is a school shooting or some, you know, mass shooting somewhere, because some people don't know how to handle certain situations, are just go berserk, or they're just hateful. You know, there are many examples of this, as over 200 mass shootings have happened since the start of the year in 2022. What can be done? The number to call again, we'd love to hear from you, is 515-605-9802. This is Kitchen Politics. Forget about thoughts and prayers. How about Congress work on policy and change regarding saving lives as it relates to mass shootings in America? No matter where Americans go, there seems to be no safe space anymore. There have been over 200 mass shootings since the start of 2022, as I said earlier, with no end in sight. Should the Second Amendment be updated or scrapped altogether? Republicans in Congress all voted against background checks and banning assault rifles. Democrats don't have the votes to effectively implement effective gun control laws. You know, they could pass it in the House, but when it reaches the Senate, nothing is done. Chuck Schumer tried recently, as late as today, to have a vote about banning guns, certain assault rifles, and he also, the SB 8 bill, he tried to make that into law, by passing it, and it wasn't enough votes. What are your thoughts about this gun obsession, America? If you live in a glass house, you shouldn't throw stones. And the case with the family values Republicans who love to blast the LGBT community, they shouldn't throw stones and live in a glass house, because all these family value people who run for public office, they have skeletons in the closet. The same way the LGBT community live their life, the Republicans who are elected and even evangelicals, blasting them to hell, but yet still behind closed doors, they're doing the same thing, living the same lifestyle. And that's hypocritical. They're saying, do as I say, but not as I do, based on morality and the Bible. What is it with evangelical Christians and their creepy obsession with gay people and how they live their lives? Another thing we want to talk about, hopefully we'll have time, is there any difference between the Taliban Muslim extremists and the evangelical extremist movement in America? Should organized religion ever mix with politics in America? Can you see America morphing into a theocracy like Iran, where laws are inspired by the Holy Quran? How close are we to losing our democracy? We're going to talk about these topics as a focus tonight on Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. You could call in 515-605-9802. So let's get cooking.
Yes, just let's get cooking. And here we are again. Once again, a couple weeks ago, we talked about another massive shooting at a grocery store. And here we are, 19 children lost their lives, two teachers, all because an angry 18-year-old young man named Salvador Ramos was able to walk into a store and purchase an assault weapon in Texas with no questions asked. Why are we the only country in the world with horrific gun violence? Why is the country that brags about freedom makes us afraid that another tragic shooting is around the corner? The NRA is a murderous organization and pays our politicians to follow their instructions. This must change. I want the NRA to stand for not relevant anymore. That is what I want. So let's talk a little bit about let's just talk a little bit about what the Democrats are trying to do and what they're trying to pass with their universal background checks for gun sales that you mentioned, David. How about the red flag laws? It's a simple law. There's nothing really horrible about it. All it is for it's just asking for safe storage to stop kids from accidentally picking up a gun and shooting themselves or someone else, you know, with the firearms that are in the home. I don't know what is what is so horrible about that.
Yes, and also, he's gone nuts. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
The buyback program, we can talk about that. And also getting the untraceable ghost guns off the market and the military assault weapons off the street. Those are some of the things that are not that it's not taking away anybody's rights. It's all it's doing is trying to make things a little bit safer so we can stay alive in this country. Is that asking too much? What are your thoughts?
Well, for Republicans and right-wing nutcases, I guess it is, because they see that as infringing on their gun rights. Why would anybody, sane person, who not mentally ill, want an AR-15? AR-15s have been used in Sandy Hook in the recent grocery store shooting, and now this one. And, you know, I heard today that the parents at that elementary school, they're trying to get in, try to save the children. Police were out there outside, knowing what was going on. They have their guns and everything. They didn't try going to save anything, any lives. And just down the road is a police station. And what were they waiting for? You know, they could have gone in and tried to save some lives. But no, they were waiting for the border patrol. And these parents were frantic and trying to get in, try to save the children. And some of these parents were arrested. What the hell is that in your Texas? You know, come on, man.
Yes.
Kids we're talking about here. You know, and my sympathies and my heart go out to the parents who lost their children. There's nothing I can say that can, like, you know, bring comfort. You know, because this is such a damn tragedy. And what broke my spirit was when Jimmy Kimmel gave that monologue before the start of the show last night.
Yeah.
You know, I totally lost it. You know,
I
have no idea how to, like, react or think or, you know.
No, it's beyond appalling what is happening. And what gets me is this weekend, the NRA is still going to hold their convention. They're still going to have their convention this weekend. They are not going to cancel. I find within itself. And, you know, Abbott and Cruz and whoever else is going there, and Trump with his Secret Service. And, of course, what's banned at that, the NRA convention? Guns. Guns are banned. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is where we need to have a mass protest over the weekend. That is where the mass protest should be. I am just so angry at all of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond unacceptable that we have waited since Sandy Hook, which is 20 years, for something to change. And nothing has changed. And we know why. You know, we don't want to talk politics, of course. We don't want to name names.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that would be a sad thing. But we know who the obstructionists are in this country. We know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You
know,
just,
and then Republicans have a nerve today. The Republicans have a nerve today to say that, you know, Democrats are politicizing this. I mean, what the hell? Don't you care about children? Don't you care about innocent people, innocent lives?
Mm-hmm.
You're going about the business daily, and then some lunatic or some angry white supremacist, white nationalist come in and just start spraying the place with AR-15s or whatever assault weapons are out there. You know, it's not infringing on people's rights. Australia had a good buyback program. New Zealand had one.
They did.
And England had one, and Ireland and Scotland. I remember near 20 years ago where Scotland, you know, these grade school kids, same age as these kids were killed recently, you know, within a week or less, they had laws saying that nobody should have assault rifles and assault weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So if it can work there, why can't it work here? The NRA, it did work here when Bill Clinton, you know, had that buyback program and the legislation that went through about banning assault rifles. And when it ran out, Republicans did nothing when they had power in the House and the Senate to you know, restart that law, you know, and extend that law. So they only care about the pocketbooks and they only care about, you know, staying in power and getting a cushy pension and health care, you know, taken care of in their old age, you know, and that's sad. That's sad. Why people vote Republican, I don't know, because if this don't prove that Republicans care nothing for America, what else will? And what other motivation do we need to vote Democratic in November 2022?
Nothing. You know, if you're paying attention in this country right now, between this and Roe versus Wade, do you need? Really, what else do you need? What other evidence do you need? It is put out there bold-faced right now. It is bold-faced.
Mm-hmm.
And if you cannot see the writing on the wall right now, you will never see it. You will never see it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, you know, the Republican solution, you know, I was reading yesterday, and this is their solution. Armed teachers, you know, give them training. Armed guards, higher retired military,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all that's going to bring is what? More guns and more violence.
Yeah, that's good people with guns, you know, but look at the grocery store incident, for example, the mass shooting there. He was a former police officer for years. You know, he was retired. He was a security guard there. He had a gun. He tried shooting at the perpetrator, the murderer, and he had bulletproof vests and what have you. You know, mm-hmm. so they killed him, you know, and to put metal detectors in schools. These are children that should be enjoying life growing up. They don't have a life yet, basically. But we have a call. This is Madeline from Michigan. Hello. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123.
Hi, Madeline.
Hello, David. Hi, Lori. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Yeah, under the circumstances.
David, you sound wonderful.
Under the pardon.
Thank you.
I was just telling David, Lori, that David sounds wonderful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to bring up to
as I'm watching,
trying to keep it together. Mm-hmm.
As I'm trying, I'm watching CNN here, and it's just this whole program has been about those sweet children, and they have so much going against them simply just because number one, they're in the state of Texas, but the way the laws are, which direction the laws are going. Do you think that'll change anything as far as gun legislation? Probably not. And that's a real horrible thing to say because it just can be done. Why hasn't it been done? How much money is everybody getting that nobody knows anything about? Because if most of the people in the country want simple background checks, why are 50 senators holding everyone hostage?
That's always a great question. It's all about money.
I guess.
Millions of dollars.
We're not talking.
And I'm not talking donations, you know, campaign donations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking money that is not recorded, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about dark money.
Dark money.
Absolutely.
Dark web, if you're telling me dark money does not exist, I will never believe that.
No, it doesn't exist.
Because it does.
Millions of dollars
so
exist in dark.
That is the answer to most of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Madeline, I want to ask that question.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Make your point and I ask that question.
Why is it that no one's asking that question in the legislation?
Mm-hmm.
Who's getting what money? Why? I don't understand. Why is it that nobody can ask that question and put that? Is that dirty laundry on the table? I never hear anyone talk about it. Why is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, reason
well, I
being.
Suspect, I suspect
yeah,
that
reason
both
being,
parties have collected a little bit.
Yeah, the super PACs. Reason being is because these super PACs, the Supreme Court gave them authority to get money from these big super PACs and everything.
Absolutely.
And those monies don't have to be accounted for, you know. And that's why people like places like China and wherever can just put money in to a specific candidate. And, you know, they have all the money in the world to run the campaigns. And win and do the bidding of these people in the super PACs who gave them millions and millions of dollars. And it should be about we the people, but of course, Republicans especially, don't give a damn about we the people. You know, how many times must we go through this where, you know, innocent people, whether children, older Americans, immigrants, gay people, you know, just want to live their lives, trying to do the best as they can. And these politicians, Republicans especially, don't give a damn. These laws that are written by these corporations, mm-hmm. you know, and to vote on it. Some of these politicians not even read what they're voting for, but yet still benefit the corporation and the individuals who donate the money. And to hell with we the people, you know. I will blame. We can blame the Supreme Court for that. We're putting in Citizens
Definitely.
United, giving them a free pass. It's disgusting.
And we know, that there are at least 3 seats that were stolen in the Supreme Court by Trump. You know that, right? They were stolen.
Yes.
And
you're hearing a lie.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I wanted to read a little something. I have a teacher that sent me something today. I would like to read it. It's a few paragraphs long, but we were kind of talking about arming teachers, and he went off and he sent me this. I have to read it because it is basically gone viral now. His name is Trey Antonetti. To those in the general public screaming, arm the teachers, give the teachers guns, let me get this straight. You don't trust us to teach our content. There are so many bills going to state legislatures undermining the expertise teachers bring to the field. We need to publish a year's worth of lesson plans. Believe we're actually teaching, right? You don't trust us when we say your student is the reason they're failing when they are skipping class. Aren't you submitting assignments? Are you playing both sides of the field? Are you dropping the ball? But it must be the teacher's fault, right? You don't trust us to hold your student accountable for their behavior, standing firm on commitments and expectations because it's the teacher's fault asking too much, right? You don't trust us to discipline students when they act out or abuse the system because their precious little angels were the problem, right? But you'll trust us, expect us to take a bullet for them when the system, when at this point, not if at all, it fails them. And now you're saying you trust us? You trust me to add firearm safety and defense firearm training to my plate? You don't trust me to execute a lesson plan, but you'll trust me to execute an intruder? Incredible teachers are leaving the field every day. Phenomenal teachers are barely hanging on as they go through our day-to-day. Accredited programs and universities all over the country are closing their education programs because no one is enrolling. When your kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews are being taught to actually under-train people who are the only option to hire, will that make you happy? I mean, at least they'll have guns, right? That said it all for me today. When they ask teachers to arm themselves, that is perfect. Thank you, Trey.
Yeah. Oh, man. Republicans will still get it, you know?
No.
And I'm just at a loss for words. For the first time in life, I'm at a loss for words. How can we combat this? By electing more Democrats, you know? And according to the polls,
I truly believe, David, that these two things that I mentioned earlier, Roe versus Wade and this gun control, these tragedies that are happening in this country more often than not are going to change things. They truly have to. They have to. I don't see anything else coming of this. I can't. You know, I can't. I have to look at it that way. I have to.
Yeah, it's just a cycle where it happens. Everybody says, oh, yeah, thoughts and prayers. And, you know, they said they're going to do something about it. The media blow it out of proportion, which it should, because this is tragic, any mass shooting. And then it just goes back to normal, where, nothing will be done. It's just all talk. It's not like the Democrats not trying. You see Chris Murphy there from Connecticut. I hope to play the whole 5-minute speech. Steve Kerr, the head coach for the Golden State Warriors in NBA, was livid. He's from Texas. You know, Mothers Against, that organization, Mothers for
Abstinence.
Moms Demand Action. Yes. We have a vibrant group here in Albuquerque and in Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying their best, you know.
They're all over
and yes, yes. And we should donate to people like those because they get what's going on. They're trying to stop it and do something positive, but yet still, because of this dark money from Republicans and the corporations who support Republicans and rich individuals, you know, it's like we're going up against a brick wall, basically, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
If Republicans do not have any shame now, they never will. Then there's no hope.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've been called out now left and right these last few days by name and press conference. You know, Beto, I mean, I was so proud of him yesterday. He went to that news conference and, I mean, he got escorted out, but they swore at him and everything. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. They called him an ASS and other words. And I was appalled, and I couldn't believe it. But, you know, I was proud of him.
And Governor Abbott, the first thing came out of his mouth when he heard about the school shooting at an elementary school is, was it an immigrant who did it? You know? Illegal immigrant. Was that illegal immigrant? What the hell? You know? It could be... What difference does it make? You get what I'm saying?
To him? Well, that's he's racist, and that would make a difference to him, because that way he'd have something to support all his craziness, you know, all the border stuff, you know, all the people that are coming in from, you know, other countries, you know, to kill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this reminds me of something. I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday. And I love her dearly. But she said to me, Lori, what do you think about what happened with the shootings of the 14th? And, of course, I told her how sad I was and shocked. And she said to me, you know, but the borders, they're all coming in from the borders. I said, do you know that the people that have committed these crimes, that are committing these crimes, these shootings, these massacres, however you want to say, they are not coming from the border. They are U.S. citizens. They live here.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, really? They live here? This is what they believe. This is what they believe. And she's a smart person, but obviously listening to the wrong people.
Yeah.
It took all I had. It took all I had not to go off. But I've known her for many, many years. And she did back down, and she was, you know, kind of saying to me, oh, I didn't know that. And I thought, well, now you do know. Just look it up. That's all you have to do.
If I may interject, Lori.
Yes.
In regards to that. That is a perfect example, and Dave, on how half of the people in this country don't even understand what's going on. They have so busy of a lifestyle, taking care of all the problems they had in the last couple of years. Do you know that, again, there's so much misinformation that no one's taking the time to maybe go the extra mile in trying to wake up people? Just watch the news, read your, you're on your phone anyway, catch up, it's on your phone, because if you don't know what's going on, they're going to pull the wool over, it doesn't matter, right, left, if one is not paying attention, the other will take advantage.
Absolutely.
A big problem to Madeline, a big problem to is Fox News, disinformation that give out from COVID is on purpose on these shootings, you know, and they're trying to, like, say that Democrats is a reason, you know, and now they're trying to blame transvestites for this elementary school shooting. You know, I was so disgusted watching that clip. I'm like, what does transvestites have anything to do with this damn school shooting?
They have nothing to do with it. They want
exactly.
To do with the
thing. They're looking for the a loophole to ask a question that that's not relevant.
You know, and I'm promoting this crap about when Republicans get back into power, they're going to investigate Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden's son. They've been through that. Nothing is there, but yet still they're wasting taxpayers' money and doing stupid crap. Why would anybody vote Republican?
Well, that could be.
They have no idea.
You know,
absolutely have no idea. It's very sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to make a point,
to
Madeline. Mm-hmm. So, Madeline, you're going to make a point?
Well, my daughter teaches high school. She is, and she's going back online to take another master's class. And yet she's a wife, a mother of three, and she's an educated woman is my point. And I would think that when I talk to her, she would, you know, if I talk a little bit about something on the news or politics, she wasn't aware because she is so busy with life. And that's happening to too many people.
Yeah.
So if we're on our phones, people, read the news there.
But don't read
it
on my phone. That's some of the other ones.
Yeah, and stop worrying about Amber Heard, you know, and Johnny Depp and the Kardashians are trying to keep up with the Kardashians. You know, it's all smoke and mirrors. More important stuff is out there, you know, to learn about what your government is doing and what Republicans are trying to do.
Any one of your viewers have children, daughters. How is Roe v. Wade going to affect them down the road? God, goodness forbid. So we're going backwards.
Yes.
You know, Madeline, you
went back
in
1960s.
In the beginning, Madeline, you were talking about the money. You know, these politicians are getting. Well, I know the name of one U.S. senator and how much he's gotten. It's Ron Johnson. He's a Republican from Wisconsin, and he has received $1,269,486 from the gun rights groups, according to the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence. And when he was asked about gun control by a CNN reporter the day after the massacre. Oh, I hate to call it a massacre. I don't know what to call it. It is a massacre sounds so inhumane, you know, shooting. I don't know what to call it, but that tragic incident, I'm going to say, of the 19 students and the two teachers, you know, that were killed when he was asked that. He said the NRA itself is called the mass shooting, the act of a lone, deranged criminal. That's it. That's what they think. And they talk about their deepest sympathies, you know, their thoughts and prayers. But he took the $1 million plus, Ron Johnson. And then when he was being interviewed by a reporter, he ran into a locked room, by the way, just so you know.
He had no answers. He's just a coward like the rest of the Republican colleagues in the U.S. Senate. Quick note, Governor Abbott yesterday said it could have been worse when he was asked you know, his thoughts on the whole elementary school shooting. So it get worse by the minute because the Houston Chronicle and other news outlets are reporting that Joe Garcia, husband of one of the murdered teachers, you know, they've been married for years, and he died of a heart attack. You know, today he died of a heart attack, leaving four children.
Yep.
They've been married for 24 years.
Talk about tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is how it gets worse. You know, it was probably from the stress of losing his wife.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
It was.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
You know, the other thing that we have to look at now is, You know, is there any difference between a Taliban Muslim extremist and American evangelical extremist movement? No, I don't see any difference.
No. There's really no difference right now, the way things are going. Look in Texas. You can walk in anywhere and buy a gun. You don't need anything to buy a gun in Texas. You know, you don't need, I mean, and you probably, you know, you can't rent a car at 18, but they can buy a gun.
Right.
You know. I mean,
You can't get cigarettes without an ID. Why?
Right.
You know, until you're 21.
Right.
Why the same thing to apply for guns?
You know? Every town, you know, we talked about every town. It's like, it is another organization. It's called Every Town for Gun Safety. And this is what they have come up with. And it's real simple. It's nothing difficult to comprehend. If guns were as regulated as cars, title and tag at each point of sale, and if you go to get a gun, title and tag at each point of sale.
Sure.
It's when you go to buy a gun, driver training, gun training, a written test for both, a practical test for both, health requirements for both, liability insurance. On every single gun that you own, you should have to have liability insurance. And then renewals and inspections and intervals. Why not for guns as well? That's common sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's common sense. And I love it. And it's simple. But we don't have that either, do we?
No.
We don't have that either.
The Sandy Hook promise, on their website, you know, they have child-related gun violence and school shooting facts. You know, we want to read out all 16. So, number one, each day 12 children die from gun violence in America. Another 32 are shot and injured. You know, I mean, that statistic is way too high, you know.
Yeah. And then number two,
it's a leading cause of
guns
death in America.
Are the leading, number two, guns are the leading cause of death among American children and teens. One out of 10 gun deaths are age 19 or younger. Number three, David.
In fact, firearm deaths occurs at a rate of more than 5 times higher than drownings. Well, so it's like an epidemic, really, this gun violence.
Yeah. Number four. The U.S. has 2,032 school shootings since 1970, and these numbers are increasing alarmingly. 978 school shootings have taken place since the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. 948 school shootings since 2012. Just think about that for a second.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers never work. Those 948 times. Time to do something. Number five, school shootings have returned to pre-COVID levels and by some accounts have increased. However, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security research shows that if we know the signs of gun violence, we can prevent it and reverse the trend.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Number six. Since the historic attack at Columbine High School in 1999, nearly 300,000 students have been on campus during a school shooting. This is help for victims and survivors of gun violence. There is help for victims and survivors of gun violence. 300,000 students have been on campus. Wow, that's a stunning number. A stunning number.
Yep. Number seven, an estimated 4.6 million American children live in a home where at least one gun is kept loaded and unlocked. These improperly stored weapons have contributed to school shootings, suicides, and deaths of family members, including infants and toddlers. So my thing, and this is this, if a child you know, clear with guns, and, mm-hmm. you know, it's left unlocked and fully loaded, and the shot themselves or mm-hmm. a family member or even a neighbor mm-hmm. or whoever are going to a school, the parents who own those guns should be sued by the parents who lose children, or, you know, they should be sued.
Yeah.
That should be,
I think that's where the liability
criminally liable
thing comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the liability
yes.
insurance probably should come in,
exactly.
don't you think?
Exactly.
And that's where the red yep. flag laws would come in as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly half of all parents with a weapon in a home wrongly believe their children don't know where the gun is stored. Safe storage of firearms prevents tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
Guns used
yep.
in 68% yep. of gun-related incidents at schools were taken from the home, a friend, or a relative. That's a high number.
That
mm-hmm.
is.
Number nine.
In 4 out of 5 school shootings, at least one other person had knowledge of the attacker's plan but failed to report it. So in a case like that, should a person who knew what was going to happen and didn't report it, should they be accessory to murder? What do you think?
I have mixed thoughts about that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about accessory
to
murder.
Is it depending on the age, you think? Mm-hmm.
Depending on the age?
Uh-huh.
Maybe
uh-huh.
in the circumstances,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a tough one. That
mm-hmm.
what do you think about that one, Mad?
That is a very well.
That's a tough
some
one.
Kind of life. There is one. There is something out there. It's not. It is one of them is accessory, or accessory after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be to the point, and you know me, I'm sometimes black and white, and I don't have a gray area when it comes to this. I'm not that knowledgeable, but it sounds as if you actually did know, there's liability.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you didn't say anything, you know. You know, maybe you should be held accountable in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
mm-hmm.
sure. I think maybe each circumstance should be evaluated and gone from there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And also
well, how
it says,
about social media?
And, go ahead.
On social media, this guy who did the shooting and killed those babies, he went online saying that, you know, he showed his guns and said he's going to the elementary school now.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, the red flag should have been, you know,
yeah.
and for him to
Absolutely.
Come to the school, trying to come into the front with a big gun and the police stop him and not detain him.
You know what? That can
mm-hmm.
be true. Okay. You know, I mean, what are the police in Texas doing? You know, they're Keystone cops who are incompetent.
Yeah,
you know? But anyway.
I thought too, I didn't understand what was going on. I
mm-hmm.
really didn't.
Number 10.
Mm-hmm. In comprehensive
yeah, go ahead with number
school,
10.
Oh, okay. In a comprehensive school shooting study, the Secret Service and Department of Education found that 93% of school shooters plan the attack in advance. When people see the signs and get help, we can end school shootings. 93% planned it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and whether, okay, so like the Columbine shooting, for example, if those two jokers who did the shooting were still alive, do you think people who, the school shooting, those type of people who are under 18, should be tried as adults? I think they should, personally.
Well, they have done that in the past. They have tried young people as adults, 14 and 16 years old. They have done that in the past,
mm-hmm.
you know. I think it all depends on circumstance and, you know, what happened and how deeply they were involved. Sure. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 11, yeah. Almost all mass school shooters shared threatening or concerning messages or images. More than 75% raised concerns from others prior to the attack. Bystanders saw warning signs in most documented active shooter cases. Truly, you can prevent school shooting when you know the signs. So, yes. You know, what are some of these signs?
Well, I think with social media right now, mm-hmm. I think that there's probably a lot of signs out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone picks up on them and pays attention,
mm-hmm.
you know, there were a lot of signs in the shooting in Michigan. Was that school district again? At Oxford. There were lots of signs there, but they were all missed. You know, so mm-hmm. if you're paying attention, the signs are probably there, and maybe that's what the focus needs to be now. Maybe they need to have some sort of a tutorial in school as to what kind of mm-hmm. signs that they're, you know, to look for, and to make mm-hmm. it as if they're just trying to help their, you know, their classmate, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
or make it safe for them to say something. Mm-hmm.
Here are some of the critical warning signs.
Yes.
You know, sudden withdrawal from friends, family activities, including online and via social media. Bullying, especially targeted towards differences in race, religion, gender, sexual orientation. Excessive irritability, mm-hmm. lack of patience, becoming angry quickly. Experiencing chronic loneliness and social isolation. Expressing persistent thoughts of harming themselves or someone else, making
mm-hmm.
direct threats toward a place, another person, or themselves, bragging about access to guns or weapons, recruiting accomplices or audiences for an attack, and directly expressing a threat as a plan. Those are the warning signs. Those are the telltale signs that, you know, the person is unhinged and about to do something mm-hmm. rash and, you know...
Yeah, next we can go into, this is a short summary about the facts about how gun violence impacts America's most vulnerable. Children living in poverty, urban and rural, are more likely to die of gun violence than their more affluent peers.
Mm-hmm.
One out of five gay and lesbian youth had been threatened or injured with a weapon on school property.
Mm-hmm.
Number 14, David, you can go ahead. Do you see it?
Yes, ma'am. Number 14. Okay, number 14. Black youth are four times more likely to be killed with guns than their white peers. Of course,
yeah.
Racism coming in. You know, we saw it there in the grocery store shooting in Buffalo, where this crazy person drive 3 hours away, that's hundreds of miles, from Conklin, New York, to Buffalo to carry out this heinous act, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we saw it in the South where, you know, I can't remember his name now. He shoot up that black church and killed people, and
mm-hmm.
you know, instead of carrying him to prison, arraigning him, what have you, they stopped and bought McDonald's for him.
Mm-hmm.
Could you picture, you know, the police doing that to a Hispanic guy or a Asian or even a black kid? No.
Probably not.
We'll have another call before we continue. Let's take this call.
Okay.
Hello, Carla. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 1, 2, 3.
Oh, it's me? Susan from Michigan.
Susan. Hello, Susan.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Bad. How are you?
Well,
I read a lot of your stuff already. We've been swapping stuff. But one of the mm-hmm. things that I read today, three of the reasons for a lot of this, greed from the gun manufacturers, right? Selfishness. Gun owners say, you can't tell me what I can and cannot have, heaven forbid. And hatred. And those
mm-hmm.
are the three things that are corroding the foundation of our democracy. You agree with that one?
I agree with you 100%. money.
We were talking about greed.
Evil.
I got some names for you.
Oh.
Yeah. You said about Ron Johnson. There's a couple other ones. I mean, there's a bunch of them, but a couple more that I found. Hold on two seconds. Let's see. Oh, Representative Andrew Clyde from Georgia owns Clyde Armory, and it's worth more than $25 million. It's the fourth-ranking firearm store in Athens, Georgia, and his stake in the store is worth anywhere between $5 and $25 million, and it earned between $1 million and $5 million income in 2020 alone. In addition to being a retail gun store, the armory also acts as law enforcement supply per the disclosure, including giving armor vests and stuff. He sells that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does.
Then we
that.
Have a couple more that you know and love. Ted Cruz from Texas got $442,000 from the gun lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And John Korn from Texas got $340,000.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Solis from Louisiana got $396,000. And our lovely Lindsey Graham got $284,000.
Hmm.
And he's from South Carolina. That's just from the gun lobby.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
there you go.
You know, they're not going to change by changing the rules of the game on election and donations and being bought off. They changed the rules at the Supreme Court saying corporations are people and can give what they want to senators and representatives.
Mm-hmm.
And that messed everything up, and it's gone downhill from there. And how can you make them change the rules when they're ruling themselves? They're like the fox that watched the kitchen chicken coop, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Question for you, ladies. Mitch McConnell, as a minority leader and as a U.S. senator, makes $200,000 a year, plus, you know, health benefits and medical and what have you. But he's the richest person in the U.S. Senate, worth $27 million. Where does that money come from? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah. He has all those corporations that moved into his state and pay him off big time.
Yeah.
Like the pharmaceutical companies that bought and paid for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's no reason insulin has to be $300 and $400 a vial when it only costs them $10 to make it. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because they can. The rules have to change, but I don't know how they're going to get changed when they're the ones that have to change it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a solution. Maybe, when Democrats get the majority in both chambers of Congress, that could up the number of seats on the U.S. Supreme Court up to 15, for example, and, you know, try to get progressive people in there. The court system is politicized now. Let's just face the facts. And if we don't have a majority in the Supreme Court, then what we'll have is Roe versus Wade being canceled, and the gun lobby having more power, and all the things that were fought for over decades, even centuries, women's right to vote, you know, things like that. It's going to be taken away, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why elections matter. You know, when you hear people up to this day, I'm sick of it, saying, oh, Bernie should have won. Shut your mouth, move on in your life, and stop saying that. Just move on. It's done deal. It's gone. You know, so, oh, Hillary's emails. I'm like, you know, I just cut the person right off, you know, like, okay, we're having this discussion. You know, it's in the past that the investigator, she sat hours, one day up to 14 hours in front of the congressional committee, and I couldn't prove nothing on her. So, you know, it was nothing.
Oh, the Benghazi thing? Yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was ridiculous.
Like, it was her fault that they invaded an embassy. Like, what did she have to do with it?
They made it her.
And months before that, Hillary Clinton asked for more security at that embassy. And she begged them not to cut, you know, the funding, the budget for more security. And they laughed in her face and cut the budget. And this is what happened now. They have the nerve and gall to say, oh, it's Hillary's fault why Benghazi happened. You know, where's the critical thinking in Americans who vote? So, there's none. You know, these sound bites on Fox News and wherever else, and the well-oiled Republican spin machine. Democrats have to, like, kick off the gloves and say, you know what, there's nothing to know. When you go low, we take off our boxing gloves and go lower and beat your ass. That's what Democrats need to start doing.
We are,
I know. Schumer just framed the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act as an opportunity to vote on Republican and Democrat amendment to curb violence, but his plea for the GOP support to begin the debate fell flat. They ignored him. That was after the supermarket shooting. And
right.
Here we are again.
Well, what they are going to do now is they're going to, in the Senate, they're going to force a vote. And they're going to put everybody on record as to what their vote is. So, in other words, we'll all be able to see who voted against what. And I think that is a good way to hold their feet to the fire.
And the Democrats got to make that be known. They have to get out there and start saying it. You know, they voted against everything that Build Back Better, but when they got the bridges and the infrastructure passed, they took credit and they voted against it.
Right. But I have to say, in the last few days, they have become a little bolder. I think they're starting to understand that they have to get out there and start, you know, pounding the pavement. And people are fed up. They are fed up. There's one last thing I wanted to read with the Sandy Hook promise before we forget, because I think this last point is important. Lastly, it must be remembered that 90% of teenagers killed in an act of dating violence were girls.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, that's something I think is very important. Now, SandyHookPromise.org, if you want to donate to them, they're an awesome organization. So all you have to do is go to SandyHookPromise.org, and you can donate to their ongoing fight for gun control. I think they're an awesome organization.
And listeners out there, I want you to do me a big, huge favor. Call AOC and Senator Chris Murphy. Chris Murphy's number, U.S. Senator from Connecticut, 202-224-4041. Tell him what an outstanding job he's doing and showing leadership in this time of crisis.
Yeah.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, her number is 718-662-5970. They're doing the people's work. They're doing the work that they were elected to do, and to continue fighting for, you know, their constituents and their state and America in general. You know, I want to give a big shout out to Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
She's up for re-election. And from what I hear, you could confirm it or, you know, say what you know about it. The former education secretary in the Trump administration, Betsy DeVos, is planning on making a run for the Republican nomination to challenge Gretchen Whitmer. How true is that? And if she does get a nomination, can she be Gretchen Whitmer? I haven't heard that either, if she does.
Oh, God.
I don't think so. She's not well-liked, and she knows it. But she has lots of money to fund candidates. But there have been some that have been disqualified in this past week.
Yay!
Which we won't talk about. We won't talk about that tonight. That's for another night. But, yes, There has been have been some there. That Perry Johnson, Susie, Madeline.
Oh God, Frankenstein.
I think he was disqualified. So we will go through
was.
That. That's for another night. Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
that gets off topic. You know,
Laurie?
That gets off topic. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Pardon?
The James Craig, Detroit Police Chief, former.
Yes.
I can't hear you, Matt.
The former police captain,
James Craig.
James Craig.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, had to drop out.
He had to drop out as well. Yes. So there was some shady stuff going on, you know, and of course, you know, these are the people that, you know, said that we cheated when we won the election. And look at that. How many of them are going to be disqualified because of their ballots were not signed properly, et cetera, and forgery and all this other stuff. But that's for another show, because that is something that's going on in Michigan right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going on all over at the voting booths. I mean, the regulations, they're making it so hard to people to vote. They are people shouldn't wait in line for 7 hours to vote. That's a sin. They need more polling places, especially down south, where and then it was against the law to give them a bottle of water while they're waiting in line. What about bathrooms?
I know.
It's crazy. This is.
I used to live in Florida.
I can't believe it's happening in our country.
When I lived in Florida, I saw that firsthand what was happening, where if you leave the line, you can't rejoin to go vote. The harassed people, you know, the ask for all sorts of IDs, they try to intimidate with guns and everything. You know, and deliberately, these polling places, if they had 30, then they put it down to 5. And remember, people work and don't, may not have transport. They have to take a bus or, you know, get a ride or something, you know. And Florida did everything and still trying to do everything to gerrymander districts, whether state level or local level, you know. And I mean, why would anybody vote Republican? That question keeps coming back. Why would anyone vote Republican? You know, why are you like, you know, the parents must be siblings and a cat thing straight. That's the only logical thing I can come up with. These people.
Well, you had one of your topics, you know, are we turning into the Taliban? You damn right we are, because the Republicans are turning into fascist Nazis or white supremacists, and they think they can rule our country and ignore everybody else. And it scares the hell out of me. They're changing the voting laws. They're gerrymandering. It's crazy. Our Constitution is going to hell.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be separation of church and state.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it isn't anymore.
They're using their faith to, you know.
No, that's an excuse. I don't think. I don't think they're Christian at all. The Koch brothers started as a Tea Party. No, that isn't Christian. They just want power and money. That's all. That's all it's about, power and money.
Hey, notice the only religion that they're trying to do this is Christians, the evangelicals.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Since the forming of this republic, Christians want to, like, inject themselves in politics. As the same Republican Party, you say, oh, you know, we're not for big government, but yet still, you want to tell what a woman should and shouldn't do with her body, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, come on. And
they said,
for that.
You know, they're going to do no abortion and then no contraception, and then they're not going to give you health care so you can deliver the baby or help to raise the baby. And the schools are going to go to crap. And so what's that accomplish?
That's what stupid people. When you're stupid, they can control you. And, you know, when you're not educated or
that's
don't have
the whole idea.
Critical
thinking. Well, that's why we're here. You know, that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. We're here to try to educate a little bit. You know, we're here to try to, you know.
Get the word out.
Facts. And just get the word out and facts and things that are. You know, we don't make up what we say. You know, what we say is fact-based. And there's one other thing that I want to talk about, just to mention before I forget. Do you remember the Parkland March on D.C. that they said there was a million people that marched? Well, once again, March for Our Lives is going to be on June 11th. It is the second march because Parkland was the first. This will be the second one, and it is going to be on June 11th in D.C. If you want to go, you can RSVP and just go to the website, marchforourlives.com. They are expecting, once again, to this to be a million people march. So I just wanted everyone to know that that is happening. I think it's awesome. I mean,
In our small town, we're having Saturday, they're having a petition drive to keep Roe versus the abortion rights bill going. So they're doing that for the second time. So they're trying.
Yep, they sure are.
Hey, Madeline, I have a question for you. If I heard correctly and remember correctly, your daughter, is that teacher you said?
Yes, she is.
Has she ever thought about running for school board?
Who, myself?
No, her
daughter. Your daughter.
If you're asking me if she's considered such a thing, I don't know if she has, but I know I had for her. When she told me she was going back to pick up a second master's, and I go, maybe you're thinking of the administration portion of schooling to get you into a position. And she didn't confirm it nor deny it. So.
Okay. How about you, Susie? You know, have any of you ladies on here know?
I thought about it for 5 minutes because I used to teach high school and college. But then they went crazy during COVID. They had to have police in the meetings, and I'm going, why would I do this?
Right. Madeline, have you ever given thought to running for political office yourself?
I don't know if they'd take me. Lori's
you're
laughing. And Susie knows me.
Well, they need nonconformists. That's how we change the system, you know? Need more people in there who don't have a political career, who are not career politicians, or, you know, we need more of that in America.
Generally have decent ideas, possibly. Because I love to think that the way we think are actually, you know what, common sense ideas, even though we know sometimes common sense isn't all that common.
Not anymore, that's for sure.
So...
Let's put it this way. These days, we know how much it costs. It doesn't cost thousands to run a campaign. It costs probably a million to run a decent campaign now. In Macomb County here, when Lucido was running and McLean was running, they had billboards that were, they were the size of a building. They were huge. They were all over the township. That cost so much money. And then the people that were running against them, I knew one of the ladies that was running against McLean. I mean, her little sign that was stuck in the ground next to hers, you know, you wouldn't even see it. And that's kind of unfair, isn't it? It's really unfair. But that is where we are today. That is where we are today. Money talks in your campaign. And if you don't have a lot of it to do your flyers and your, you know, your advertising and everything else that goes along with it. Do you know last week we were talking about that Ron Perry, the one that I said was disqualified? They had a bus, a huge bus. I mean, like a tour bus. It looked brand new, and it had Ron Perry for governor on both sides parked right on the main road here. I took a double look at that, and I thought, who the hell is that? I don't even know who that is. But now I know who it is because I looked him up. But yes, that is the kind of money that you have to have, and he has that kind of money.
I so wish we had what England has. They only run for office for 3 months and cannot spend more than $250,000, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what
right.
it should
that
be.
That would be logical. Mm-hmm. That would be logical.
Instead of running for a year and a half before you run for office and then spend millions and millions of dollars being paid off and you owe people.
Yeah.
So then when you get into office, you got to pay them back by voting in their favor, pharmaceuticals and gun manufacturers and everything. It's all twisted.
Yes. One last question before I let you go, both ladies. What do you think about critical race theory? Should we teach that in the classrooms?
Because
that's true history, not whitewashing. Critical race theory, Republicans and the Republican
voting. They teach that in law school and college. That's the only place they teach it. They don't teach it in elementary or high school.
No, they do not.
They barely teach civil rights in school. You get, what, a week, a couple chapters, and that's about it.
Exactly. I can jump in at that and say we are all similar in age, we ladies, and we don't recall that has to be part of your curriculum.
No.
So it wasn't a priority.
Right. Because
I remember my kids' books, too. I mean, so that was after, you know, they don't have it. I don't notice it in my grandkids' book either.
Right.
So, no, it's all BS.
Yes, yes. They're trying to whitewash history. And when you ask any of them, these retinas, these gun nuts, whoever, on the right, so, what is racial critical history? They have no idea. You know? They're just totally dumbfounded. You know? So
they were saying that if the high school kids had to pass the citizen test to be a U.S. citizen, they would flunk. And most of the citizens would because they don't know our history.
It's not taught for them that way.
Yeah.
Not enough.
I want to talk about one last thing. In Michigan, the senator blocked gun legislation just today, I believe, or yesterday it was, right after the Texas shooting. And I'll just read the article. In an attempt to bring new bills to the floor of the Michigan Senate that would impose a new gun storage standard has been blocked by Republicans. Michigan Democrats on Wednesday, a day after the school shooting, claimed 21 lives, including 19 children, tried to advance a bill that would have placed new self-storage requirements on gun owners if their weapons could potentially be accessed by minors. That was blocked. The GOP-controlled Senate in Michigan voted 22-14 along party lines, sending the
storage bill. I thought that was the rule already. I thought that was part of it when you bought a gun. You had to have, if it's a handgun, you had to have a lock in it. You had to do it in a...
It says storage, sending the storage bills back to the government operations committee. Absolutely not.
God.
So that is part of the red flag law. Just so you know.
That's ridiculous.
How discouraging is that?
Yes, ma'am. Well, we have 15 minutes left on the show. The number to call, 515-605-9802. This is Kitchen Politics 123. And we'll have Madeline and Susan from Michigan online having a spirited discussion on the Republican 3G network, God, Guns, and Gays. Okay, so, speaking about gays, more power to them. You know, they live their lives every day. Go through hell. Nobody chooses to be gay. And yet still these Republicans. Cawthorn, for example, and where's he? South Carolina, who got beaten.
What a hypocrite.
Yeah, what a hypocrite.
What a hypocrite.
Did you lead us to the video where he was naked, butt naked, in the bed with the stag, prancing around and gallivanting. I mean, hey, Keisha's his and her own, but, you know, if you're going to blast something and take the rights of people who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, you know, whatever, don't be a hypocrite, you know, and a lot of hypocrites flop the Republican Party. You know, what do you think about that?
Yes, he finally got ousted, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Look what it took.
It's nobody's business what you do, what you
Thank
are.
You. Thank you.
They've mm-hmm. been around forever. Who cares? They don't bother me. I don't bother them.
Right.
So what's the deal?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're good friends with gay people and lesbian people, and we're friends mm-hmm. on the show, the LGBT community. You know? I mean, the people who protest most and against gay people and LGBTQ, maybe they have some fantasy about, you know the saying, don't protest it too much. Maybe that's the case with them, you know? You know?
Exactly.
Like,
probably.
Yeah. It's this creepy fascination these right-wingers have with gay people and LGBT community,
There we go, the Taliban again, right?
Yep. The right wing eventually Taliban of America. Yes. What do you think about?
I want to read a little something that Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted.
Oh, geez.
She's on my nerves every day. Our nation needs to take a serious look at the state of mental health today. Sometimes meds can be the problem. America is failing our youngest generations from decades of rejecting good moral values and teachings. We don't need gun control. We need to return to God. That was Marjorie Taylor Greene. That was her tweet.
She's
really?
Going to burn in hell, really, if there's a God.
Yes, she is. Yeah, she's going to burn in hell.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think about, exactly. What do you think about, you know, some of these Republicans that want to bring prayer back in school?
No, church and state. That's the law. That's in the Constitution.
Exactly.
And that's why abortion shouldn't be overturned, because that's separation of church and state. And you have privacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's my business, not your business.
Right. Exactly. Stay in your land. And
so I don't know what's wrong with the Supreme Court. See, they keep on talking about the Constitution. Well, the Constitution was written when they had muzzleloader guns. They didn't have automatic weapons.
No, they didn't.
Exactly.
Thing that the Republicans have brought up just the last day or two. They want to give tax breaks to retired military and law enforcement officers who volunteer to stand outside the perimeter of every school in the county. That sounds a bunch of old people. They're retired, mind you, by the way. They're retired, but they want them to stand out and for a tax break, mind you, for a tax break. They want them to stand outside the perimeter of every school in the country. Can you imagine that?
No.
How
would we have an armed fortresses for school?
Yeah.
And then some old guy with a gun? Give me a break.
That's what they said.
thing is stop playing video games. That's another one.
Oh, that was from before, the very first one,
stop
Columbine.
Playing video games.
You were saying it was video games.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Stop playing video. And people play video games all over the world, not just in the United States of America, but all over the world. People play video games. And they don't have these problems all over the world.
They were just saying on the news tonight that England, New Zealand, Australia bought back automatic weapons because they had mass shootings there and outlawed them. And they don't have that problem anymore.
Yes, exactly. And I've played Grand Theft Auto many times. Enjoyable game, but it's not reality. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when they're blaming that industry and the gaming industry for, you know, influencing kids. No, parents should be more in the kids' life.
Yes.
They should be more in the kids' life and see what they're doing.
Yes. Another one. Stop vaccinating people against COVID.
What?
That's another one.
Oh, that's a new one to me.
The numbers are going back up again because we don't have enough vaccine in the first place.
Well, that's another one. This is just the insanity that they are, the insanity that they are pushing. Absolute insanity that they are pushing.
The internet is ruining us. Because there's too many crazies on it with false information and people believing it.
Well, Ted scares me when he interviewed.
Again,
you know,
there's
no
critical thinking.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, so we have 9 minutes left. Let's go through the 23 creative solutions the crazy Republicans have come up with to address mass shootings that have nothing, absolutely nothing to do with guns.
No,
okay,
I was just
so where do
a
you
couple
start?
Of them.
Yes. Go ahead.
I just start at number two. Number two,
okay.
Build fewer doors. Fewer doors on the school. That'll do it.
Yeah.
Well,
we're
that'll help a lot during a fire, right?
Right,
number
exactly.
Three.
Number one, lock the doors. Number one, lock the doors.
Right.
Number two, build fewer doors. So number three, actually just have one door. So what in case of emergency where, as you know, you said that there's a fire or something happening, and, you know, so, by the way,
no, the fire marshal
would
not allow
that. Yeah.
How about number
there's
four? Taller fences.
Have taller fences. Well, bullets that way, bullets that way jump over the fence and hit kids.
Yeah,
that's rubbish right there.
Number five, David.
Buy colorful and beautiful ballistic blankets for classrooms instead of toys. So these are kids are in war zones, so you all buy them colorful and beautiful ballistic blankets. Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
Cover
number
the windows.
Six, cover the windows. Cover the windows.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the bullets gray, you know, stop from going through.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The kids are in a prison, in other words.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Number seven is man traps. What the hell is man traps? What's that?
Those are the ones that I was talking about earlier, that when you walk into the school, if you're not supposed to, you don't know the code, you're not supposed to be there, you get locked in there. Mm-hmm. You're locked in there. You can't get in or out. Mm-hmm. That's a man trap.
Oh, okay.
The next is, The next one is bulletproof glass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Number nine, David.
Again, bulletproof backpacks for kids. Bulletproof
backpacks. They already do that, aren't they?
Yeah, I think that's something new.
How about metal detectors all over, all the schools, metal detectors. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love number 11, David.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Return to God. Yeah. So what if you're a Muslim or Hindu or... You know, some other religion. Suppose you're a Satanist. No? Can you return to God? No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, these Republicans are out of their mind. They're insane. They're psychotic. Number 12. There's a number 12. Yes. Pray in schools. You said earlier in the show, no prayer in schools.
No.
If you all pray, pray at home or go to the church.
Number
13, mental health. Republicans have in recent years pivoted to blaming mass shootings on mental health issues. Texas Governor Greg Abbott repeatedly blamed the Uvalde shooting on mental health, even though he acknowledged that the shooter had no known mental health history. So, if it's a white person, mental case. If it's a person of color, let's throw the book at him or her, you know? So race, again, come into it. Number 14, more cops in school. No, the cops are busy enough already, and they're short-staffed in some states, you know? Number 15, more armed teachers and school administrators. At the top of the show, I spoke about this.
No.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Not on my watch.
More armed guards?
Well, so well,
they're
well,
going to prison?
That's,
it's like a fortress. That's not right. Just get rid of those damn guns.
I know.
Or regulate the guns. Number 17, be less triggered by guns so if you have more armed guards. No. To hell with that.
No.
Number 18, well, 4 minutes, so I'm trying to wrap this up quickly. Give tax breaks to retired military and law enforcement officers who volunteer to stand outside, like you're saying. Number 19, stop playing video games. Screw that. That's bullshit. Number 20, stop vaccinating people against COVID. That has nothing to do with gun control.
No.
I know. They tried.
Well, 21. I wish I had more time to finish all of them. 21 is a department that can look at young men, that's looking at women, that's looking at their social media. So in other words, stalking people on social media.
You know who said that?
Okay.
You know who said that? Herschel Walker.
Was that Ted Cruz?
That.
Who?
No, it's Herschel Walker.
The football player.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's an
that
idiot.
Was Herschel Walker.
I hope he doesn't win.
Yeah.
Strength of the family unit.
Tackled too much.
Something wrong in his head. Yeah, and a disproven classic, a good guy with a gun. Yeah, a good guy with a gun. Yeah, okay, let that work. Okay, so ladies, thank you.
Solution.
Mm-hmm.
All 23 of them.
Yep. It has nothing to do with gun control or gun safety or regulating guns. All right, Madeline and Susa, thank you so much for calling. What a spirited discussion.
Thanks,
I hope you got
there
listening, man.
Love you guys.
Man.
I love you
all
too.
Right.
Be good.
Hear your voice,
keep it up.
Susie.
Keep it up.
Yes, ma'am.
We're trying. I get irritated every week more and more on matter, so I will keep it up.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so what did we learn from this program? Today, well, we'll learn that Republicans are idiots, and we proved and showed with statistics, you know, what can be done to prevent gun violence. If you're there, talk to your kids, you know, educate them, and don't vote Republican. The bottom line is don't vote Republican. They care nothing about you. They're scared
Republican.
For people who give them money.
Yeah. And the other thing that we can do is get to vote. And when you do go, if you do go to the polls in person, bring people with you. That's what you need to do. Bring people with you. You know, they were saying if you bring everyone brings five people with them to the polls, we can do this. Mm-hmm. We can do this. Mm-hmm. We can win in November. We can landslide in November. We just have to keep up the momentum. That's all we need to do. That's it.
Yes.
And I know.
And before
we
go, before we close out, special shout out to Congresswoman Melanie Stanbury from New Mexico, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham from New Mexico, Dana Nessel, she's Attorney General from Michigan, and the name of the Secretary of State from Michigan, Benson. Special hello to her. Yes. Gretchen Whitmer, Big Gretch, we love you. We want you on the show one day. Chris Murphy. We'll talk to, you know, the staff and everything, try to get you on the show. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, congratulations on being engaged. We want you on the show as well.
Yeah.
Val Dennings, challenging Marco Rubio for the U.S. Senate in Florida. We'll have a link up with her, definitely. And Democrats who are running, feel free to call in anytime, whether state level or federal level. We want to hear from you. We want to promote your campaign. Montoya, he's in House 22 running for New Mexico. We want to shout him out. He was our very first political guest with a reboot.
Yeah.
He's doing well. I want him to win in District House 22. He can win. Mm-hmm. He's going to win. Damn it. We need good Democrats in there. All right, so. He's 22 years old.
My
District 22. And a special shout out to the Craft Room. I hope you're all ready for Saturday's game, 1 p.m., Liverpool versus Real Madrid. Go on, Liverpool. Go on, Reds. We're going to win. Just like Democrats may win in November, Liverpool will win Saturday. European Champions League. Mm-hmm. All right, that's our show for tonight. I want to thank the people for calling in, Madeline and Susan. Yes. I want to thank you for listening and sharing on social media. Till next Thursday, same time, same place. This is David Franklin in New Mexico.
And this is Lori Picka in Michigan. Have a good evening. Stay safe. And until next time, bye now.
Disasters in American history. Why would you vote? Why would you vote? Who cares? The economy's in the toilet. Who gives a shit? I don't care. I got so much money.
Don't. Out of the question. Don't vote. Because who cares about, you know, your children's education?
Reading? Literacy? Really? You're right. Don't vote. Bad idea.
You don't have to.
Who cares about global warming and the fact that our polar ice caps are melting?
I hear polar bears can swim. I forbid you to vote. Stay where you are.
Don't vote, because who gives a shit about terrorism?
The right to choose, the right to life, the right, any right.
I got 19 kids. Never used abortion once. Seriously, do not vote. Voting is absurd.
It's ridiculous.
Who cares about the war on drugs? I've never fought a war on drugs. I've never done shit on drugs besides played Halo 2. Do not vote.
There's no point.
Why?
Who cares about DARPA?
DARPA? I don't even know what the fuck that is. That sounds like a t-shirt company to me.
You don't care? Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Don't vote. Whatever you do, don't vote. Nobody's listening to you. So, hey, you know what? Fuck it.
Don't vote unless you care about health care.
If you think that everybody deserves to be taken care of when they're sick, then maybe you should actually reconsider. Maybe you should vote.
If you care about gun control, women's rights, civil rights,
rising gas prices, Social Security,
the war, then you should vote.
I mean, you could vote if you, care about welfare, minimum wage, the economy, gay rights, abortion rights, education, First Amendment, Second Amendment, all the amendments, or your future, or the world, or a country,
everything.
Unless you care that what you felt about these issues might be exercised.
I care. Does that matter to you? Because if it does, then maybe you ought to vote.
You know you have to register to vote, right? I mean, you do know that, right? You have to register first. In order to vote.
You know that, right? You got to register to vote.
I can't believe I'm even saying this. You must register in order to vote.
The deadline is days away. You know, and I know, aren't you? You can literally register to vote while you're pooping if you have a laptop.
All you need is a mouse. What I'm going to do is I'm going to wait around while you write this information down.
Me too. I'll wait as well. I'll wait too. I'm going to take off my bra under my shirt.
I mean, this is really only about your future. So we don't want to interrupt, you know.
Well, you don't watch TV?
You're obviously smart enough to play Scrabble on this thing, or poker, or whatever you're doing, or porn. It's none of my business. I'm waiting for a couple of people.
I know, right? We got to go.
And it's important that you need to reach.
You know, we're kind of waiting around for it. I mean, I don't have a watch, but I'll wait a little while. What are you up to later?
Okay, so look, if you're like me and you're already registered to vote, that's cool, but your responsibility goes much deeper than that. I need you to take this and send it to 5 people.
Just send it to 5 people that care as much as you think you care.
5 friends!
God, I hope you have at least 5 friends.
I did have 5 friends.
If you have more, send it to more friends. They'll watch it. They'll do the same thing. And then they're going to tell 5 of their friends, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And they'll send it to 5 friends, and then it'll be exponentially.
Mr. President, 14 kids dead in an elementary school in Texas right now. What are we doing? What are we doing? Just days after a shooter walked into a grocery store to gun down African American patrons, we have another Sandy Hook on our hands. What are we doing? There have been more mass shootings in days than the year. Our kids are living in fear every single time they set foot in the classroom because they think they're going to be next. What are we doing? Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority? If your answer is that as this slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing. What are we doing? Why are you here?
Are you still on?
If not to solve a problem as existential as this. This isn't inevitable. These kids weren't unlucky. This only happens in this country and nowhere else. Nowhere else do little kids go to school thinking that they might be shot that day. Nowhere else do parents have to talk to their kids, as I have had to do, about why they got locked into a bathroom and told to be quiet for 5 minutes just in case a bad man entered that building. Nowhere else does that happen except here in the United States of America, and it is a choice. It is our choice to let it continue. What are we doing? What Uvalde is going through. Our heart is breaking for these families. Every ounce of love and thought and prayers we can send is a place where we can achieve agreements that may not guarantee that America never, ever again sees a mass shooting, that may not overnight cut in half the number of murders that happen in America. It will not solve the problem of American violence by itself. But by doing something, we at least stop sending this quiet message of endorsement to these killers whose brains are breaking, who see the highest levels of government doing nothing, shooting after shooting. What are we doing? Why are we here? What are we doing?
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark.
Sweet.
Yeah. Bipartisan.